ta'ala ku bi xeyti fotto dum to ndiw na ko ci xatok tam ngi mo mu tax sam qannal reet bi na ko ci xnuk tamana tok ci paalon toy ma ko ci xun tamana na num kay gul gul ko tax ka ka ngi xalitu
And as far as she has seen things to this date, as in the old days, they were never told who this land belonged to. And they always shared. When there was abundance of fish in one area, they were told and the people went there and got it. Or if there was abundance of berries growing in some area of the land, they were told. So that they could go and pick all the berries they wanted. That's the way in the old times, the older days, that's the way it was. But now, sometimes they say the government says you can't do this, you can't do that. But as far as that is concerned, she said she hopes, as far as she can see, nothing much has changed, because sometimes when there is a lot of fish in one area, people come and say, there is a lot of fish over here, go fish there. Or if there's a lot of berries here, they're told, and then they can go there and pick berries. And she would like to have our young people understand this, so that they can come to these meetings, learn about the land and what these elders have to say. And because I think she means it will be their future. She said that's all she has to say for now, and if she thinks of more, she will say more. She wants to thank you all for giving her this opportunity to say this much. Thank you.
Camera off.
Hi, my name is James Kamaroff. The children that were born after 1971 here in Alaska aren't shareholders of our corporations. Why is it that the Congress passed the Native Claims Settlement Act in that manner? And what are the children considered to be when they aren't shareholders of our corporation? That's all I have to say and ask.
I see. Well,
no, I can't.
I will come up with that. That's what comes.
How are you, James Kamaroff? Kanhtok Makonika Mixanka Yuchtskata 1971 Nami Manalaska me. Shareholder of the corporation army. Tali nasun najukle ni chin manna kitok pasamas khanka Native Settlements Claim Settlements Act. Tamatamaka nasun najukle ni una abjak matta. Jadi makut mana mikir ngokata, tamatum king ngok niok kata. Kata shareholder Tin shareholder at pistigat khatnik. Kamatum kuna khone ya abchak matta. I'm sure he wanted an answer from you, I guess.
Well, your question is, what did Congress mean when they passed a law that said the children born after 1971 would not be entitled to have shares issued to them in the corporations? Well, that's the way Congress did it. I am here to find out whether you're concerned about that and whether you think that an attempt should be made to work out a solution to that problem. But as for reading Congress's mind, I don't intend to try to do that tonight.
Children that were born after 1970.
Yes.
I think they have a right to be shareholders of the corporation.
Well, that's why I'm here, so that you can present that point of view. You say you think the children born after 1971 should be entitled to have shares. I understand that point of view, and I'll certainly take it into account.
Khani kaum kiwa agum ap kaushan ka una khani kangresham la tagum tamatum khatn makut mane yukhat ta maskhakum kingok 1971 nak chin shareholder pischigat khatnik om khani Kiu kiun ritta, soksiko kiun ritta, tawam khatin awanikfak pinaluko tamka timim kamera from taring natukuyaka tamana khatin yukht ritta 1971 am King Wakunchin shareholder chigat khat
Eugenie, you panic?
Yeah.
You panic. Jenny, you panic?
I'm Eugenie Pan. I'm going to go to the house. Anak ketam tu kusus ha. Kamu nak jadi tim sak mikir ngaya ga buku setuan. An kara. Dah ketam tinggal kan. Dah kui abu ketah luku. Kiaga kan sak kiaga so dah buam mahulumat dam abu kusu dah. Nak ketam jam. I'm not going to be able to do it. Supalina Wakutamakun. There are done a thing at Nakaksuku. Mikhmachtan.
Mikhmachtan Kittus.
James over.
King of Saka. So Naskuni Anna Dokuswa.
Yeah, so Naskuni.
Just before you begin translating, we want to hear from Ms. Upanek, and then Abby Augustine wanted to say something, and then Nick Tucker, because I think he can only speak tonight. But after we hear from Mrs. Upanek, and Abby Augustine and Nick Tucker, then maybe we should adjourn for tonight and start again tomorrow about 9 o'clock. I just thought I'd say that now, and we can give our full attention to Mrs. Upanek and then to Abby Augustine and Nick Tucker, and then...
Kakaloki, down a hot picatazra, Abbe Augustine, Nick Tucker, Oxo. Thou could ping on Bip Kakaloki, a dog of Pucka, Totten, Pitayo Yako, Quatta Munokumi, 9 o'clock, Ayaglikaloni, at Tamsali Naloni. I'm not a man of Pisoyaka, Chatim could build it at Tretuluki, Unoko, Ukutoni Kakashkada, Chatim could unlock a build it, Piskluki.
Yes.
This is Eugene Upanek.
Eugenia
Upanek. She said that she was 7 years old when her mother died. She had a younger brother, James, who were brought up by their grandmother. Her grandmother used to hunt from the land by setting snares, by catching ptarmigans. And also her grandmother used to cook fish eggs along with some plants, roots of plants.
I was told that
She states that her grandmother raised them. They went in the summertime, went out and picked blackberries for the winter. They also gathered vegetables and plants that grow in the lakes for winter food. And life went on.
Dasutani tamani tot xanigay ukakluta. Yipitak pasunikutan ukakluta. Nani mani kasutan tadamak tam sikis kagutabe ukakluta.
She lived mostly off the land, when she was young, it was very seldom that he ate something other than native food while she and her brother were growing up. One day, a gentleman named came to the camp, Joseph Afghan, and asked them if he could go with them to an orphanage school at Akularak. And there he discovered that was where she would have go to school at. When she moved to Akularak, much the lifestyle didn't change very much. Much of the same food was eaten, like berries and tundra food, and a lot of fish, and a lot of fish put away for winter food. While she was at Akularak, she received a message from her home that her father was very sick and that her grandmother had already passed away. When she returned home, she learned that her father was very ill, and he wasn't able to hunt or gather food anymore. However, his older brother was able to still again live off the land. There was nothing except the food that was provided by the land where they lived was how they survived. His older brother was able to provide them with black fish by setting net under the ice, catching fish. With that food, they were able to survive. That same year after she returned from Akulakwi, she had attended the school for at least 3.5 years. That same fall, his father died. And she did not return back to school then, but she was preparing to get married. She says that she is very fearful or frightened about the safety and the title of her land that she owns, where she grew up. She wishes to make a will to leave the land to her two children.
To her two sons.
She's very frightful that, you know, that eventually she will die, but she wants to be assured that her children receive title, the two sons of a piece of land that she owns, the native allotment. She considers land very valuable. She even is considering or very concerned about her own lot where her house is. So she made sure that her and husband divided that piece of lot.
Then you kiss her, then in a little me gives nothing. In King of Sermon,
I'm so, she said, she is so concerned about having a title for his family that she also again is leaving a will to have the lot transferred to his son, Larry. She wants to thank you for having this privilege to speak.
Abby Augustine.
My name's Abby Augustine, and Honorable Mr. Berger, my comments will be brief, and I'll have two points to cover. First of all, I would like to agree with Mr. Andrew Kelly, who said that that he feels that we're just beginning to understand what's going on with the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. The reason I strongly agree with him is because ever since I can remember about the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act is that they always used big legal terms and they always intimidated me. And I feel very happy that I'm beginning to understand a little part of it, and I hope that I'll be understanding it more in the future because I know it means a lot to our lives and the people here, as many of our elders have spoken.
Unakuka Sihoni Abi Augustine now. Umkuka Chuksilukua Mazonuka Kanriuto. Chimkuka Una Imam Andrew Klim Kansha Maliksuku Si Umyotko. Nuttan hook manna Taring Kata Alratun Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act Ayokokut Ayagnikata Alratun Taring Sha Matum Ayoknilukku A Sinsukuk Ilikun Umyoga Hotten Ktlachtok Hotten Anagusuki Taring Nilunuk Taksakpan Kanraran Katuluki Yut Matum will watch the Bilaskin. Tamanako sins Umyorani Ashiglan Rilami Umyorop Klachtok Taring Knights Hanuk Manna Land Claim Salmandak Nutantana Umyora Chingluku Hurasin Watan Taring Skomaluku Andrew Kilim Kanshatstun Sisu Totten Umyorko. Sisu Totten Umyotkmanik Nasun Ritzkomaluji.
The second part of what I want to say is concerning the education of the young people. I just completed my Bachelor of Education degree this past December, and I feel very happy about it, and I feel I owe a lot to the people here in my community who have been very supportive. And I know I still hear people supporting young people to continue their education because they feel that they can use them as a tool to help their native people. And I would just like to see more to see more in their local schools covering the issues on the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act.
Native Claim Settlement Damak Ikukluku Magut Li Jasko Maluki Tamanakwani Nasun Ritsha Li Tsasu Achakaluni Import Hotanqua Achakaluni Nasun Ritnakan.
I just have a couple more. I would like to urge the elders here to continue their support for their young people that are pursuing higher education, such as college, so that their children can come back to support them after they have supported them to continue their education.
Agnaqlqit khatn simakhai ikayuqqasqumaluki chingu malukillu litnaulriit pisqluuki litnaullermang kinguani utilmun khani chingu mastung tamakut ikayuqiumatiqhaki chanakka ikayuqnaqlhaan tungiin nalliinun.
I just have one more thing to say. Although I feel very nervous at this moment, and I know that if my parents saw me talking here, they'd feel a little shame. And I think that's a Yupik trait. But I feel that I should take this privilege to speak now or not be heard when 1991 comes.
Kwani fakukka si su kwani akum waskmeni takarikhsog yakukka alingkhsog lunitotin kwani akum waskmeni. Taugam kukkwatto kanan riskuni nalleksu ni zngail ngat kwatin kwa toani 1991 akkiskan.
Thank you.
Nick Tucker.
Your Honor, my name is Nick Tucker. And I'm employed by Imangak Native Corporation. It's been many a time that I have had the privilege of talking in front of many people, but it seems like that every time I stand up in front of them, I still feel a little bit shaky. But just what I was about to say, AB. I just said most of what I wanted to say. Most of tonight we have heard our elders talk about the past that they've lived, how they survived in hunger and without clothes. And at the same time, we heard about their concern for the land from which they learned how to survive, clothe themselves, and eat, and some of them live from day to day. And on the other side, we heard that we have to share this land with others.
Una koni nikkaun ilu ni kanhto koni su tali tu ni ilu ni ma corporation. Iligan hukta kon na nanghta kamiut manot ni kuyala kya koni kan kata kami taum hu koni pin pin reteng nak ng kami koni kakaf bi hulu ni pilah tok taum hu koni koni hatta mu hita kata tok kan rutis kan hukam sekka akum tiksikhan ayapia kasinam koni kan rutkha tawam hukoni ata kapag ni chuni was muni makunaka akkasan khotri khlen kanal gan chuni khokka taring luni yam taring fusak luni khotn makkhutun tammani yung nak khosini kai lutung ta chali khotn atu gai chuwak lutung tawam matum nunam ta tamakut kai khat patu malu kutali unangutin kemakan nunam kai ngan khali akhlukang akhlutung being natuk
pakakhalutu. And the one that I was referring to just a moment ago about sharing our land with our what we have to eat and the animals that we have to get from our land. Unfortunately, after 1991, this may never be the case. After 1991, when we are able to sell our shares and perhaps have our land taxed, what little we have left, we may never have any more. Even our own children that are just growing up may never get to see what little we have left. The only way that we can share what we have is with the people that we live with, our own native people. There are not very many of us left in the world between Greenland, up north, and throughout the Alaska. We are becoming very few in number. And what little we have left, we can share with each other. But after 1991, we may never have. I'm leading up to a couple of points, a couple of petitions to our native leaders, hopefully that they will listen to us.
Siki kutsan kok imo mispakayo kusukut makinunam kaya na kung naksutan. Pat na pikang kakam da sila pa si kistok suki. Abo kubing kakam ta abo kubitak suki. Sa nakpitsyatun matum nunam kayangan na pingkaw tatsyatun nakatkangasu unguwasrit. Doa siko kwanay kwa haling nakska o kaya kistka. 1991 ang hukum king ngakun watan tatan pisigalik sikhatiukut. Man namani nunaputwani tun yumari kumtu tali matumang wurtum taksir yarus kaku tamana hukko siki kutas putama siksuna hukko rihna putu hukkotan pikkai rusut ngayuk siksrit siki kutsan hukkangasu sikistu tksan pistigali siksakut ikhlina khluta hukko nani sumani asani nunani akmani su Greenlandam nunnini pichiksa tolu khoni khomalrukka ukum mattum tungin nan khan khatta chali chingu malu nim kunun na chi listum nun neche kunik kasku malu ne ta kunik malu kunik kan kuni khoni kho.
Earlier this evening we heard a gentleman from I believe it was Hamilton, and he mentioned the shares in the corporation and taxing our land. Referring back to what little land we have left, we today have boundaries, limited areas to go out hunting and go fishing. What little we have left could only be protected by restricting, absolute restriction of selling our shares to outside of our native people. That is one of the only few solutions. And as far as the taxation of the land, we all know, everyone that's here, that we live in an area where the jobs are extremely scarce. Those of us that do have them are very few, in very few number. And most of the people that we live with have to depend on the federal government or practically going hungry, even now, even in our villages. The only way to protect this, we are in an economic depressed area, is not to have our land taxed, whether we're profit-making corporation or non-profit corporation. I think those are the only two ways that we can fight for to save our shares and not to have our land taxed. With what little we make to try to help our people might be taken away.
Hamilton Namukha Pishamatok, Kanhalunim Kunuk, Sharam Nictali, Nunabutman, Taxanakashank, Tarikani Kanshani Nizuniluku, Taisinum Yamakan Malist Shatana, Tamanati Ali Nutnam Tuakisuni, Kitakaluni, Tazukman Nunabutik, Ikrikani Rats Nayok Sulre, Tarampokmai at Tamisunguni. The Haktamana Nunabuti Iknani Ayuksaksuni Tom Hukka Kotan Drew Maxukum Tukwa in Kosungaka Lukumakun say hold on Tamakut say right to Skunaki. My hot Nunamti hot be Sadiankani to Amsripka Sadiakamani Nukunaka Perloni Amsutali. Corporation of Putim Kutiluni Akim Kunang Tungwan Kosoka, Unang Yuilgan, Tax Ayunai Taknilukutaman.
And we thank for rest of the people that are with me, we thank our elders, though for some of us it's taking us to learn from them, we are learning by hearing what they have to say from the past that they lived. And at the same time, I'd like to repeat what I was about to, was supposed to say, was that regarding our children and those children that are going to school right now, I think their education is extremely important. Once they learn how to speak and write, and at the same time learn what they can from our elders, they can also, from their education, learn about the Land Claims Act. I think their education will be our gain rather than a loss to our culture. We can hold on to both of them. We can learn how to still eat our native food, at the same time speak well for our people. That's about all I would like to say for tonight. Thank you very much.
Oh, awa ni chali yung nakhat ni ni khamenu chal ko yalu ko tama na kanhto chali ko ma ko ikhna put ta chingu ma ka wa put mattum school am tung ni na khat khalu ki li ko ma lu ki mattum ka ka sak ta kam yu pe lu pe chi khya khait chali khon ikhna put ta chingu ma ka lu ki ma ko nak chi lap nak li ko ma lu ki attam sali tamana phukna ko pichhi rakh tang yip pit pichhi khat mattum sali alas kana id claim sal manak tamayo kut cha tamana tagin khsar lu ko pis ko mal ko to ai khok tama kut ta ikok khok ta ko yak chak ka kan kas ko menak.
Thank you very much.
Akmanetam pit khani ya gashat nunang khait khani nunakhang khalrait alaris kuma khani ya pikya yukton khani pokatla khaya ko aguleni tar muikto qadakhta khodnatam tang ayoqsege chokman na khani nunaput thak sakhya roskan akmani yut gashat tamakh mang qangas gashan rin khamang nakhang khlaqtut khani nuna khaitlu qaisun mat matumin nat tunang tawang khami khani bit angu yaks khani qangalu sitim khani adu khapit khluku akilit fkaqluku nakmin nuna kan ratu dot mania dam khani pichik khat dodn pichik khat dad nuna put angu yaks piulini kun qangalu magut sidit khani ya angleri kun nakmin nunak ngam thuman na akilit kakhalu ko khani piuchik khat dad dok nutan piuk taji mutundaram pinnaartu thwani yut qanrilkata meeting aqlallraakut thwani illiikun tamaskuida taasqsaaqluki khwankuda khwang khuingallilaklaa illiikun meeting aalaqlanerillinga taatn piuk qumta khwani qafsi khawkada yut thwani meeting allerit qanloo qanrilkata taagut khaniim kut anguyarsit qangal sitini magoni uitallerit utkhlutin khani saatikhilleruulluku taaksangiyukunatin taaksangchikut nuttanqa qangal uipngaarunchan nunan pitchan pikngarpuk khani nakmin pikngarpuk anguyarsit khani akilit fkaraqluku piukun khani pi yak chek khadut khani pi usini kun nunak khani nakmin pik ngakhko dang bagakh laut man na ima nga corporation nak khani nunam am samuk pink kha pi kun khani ya ang ran khani khang gut nun khani corporation nanun akelit fkarakhluk piyaq chek khadut khani tamana ah nakuk akelin riskum ta akelit ksaunaku tgoqluku anguyaq piyaq chek khat nang lhanu akelis chigaskum thu khani taak saquluku.
What she said was she was supporting you to say tell these people don't let them tax the land. That's what she said.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you very well. Okay, yeah, I think we got the point.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
We've had a good evening of statements from 20 people already, and I think this would be a good time to adjourn until tomorrow. I just want to thank all of you for coming and to invite you to come back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, when we will carry on with this meeting tomorrow and hear from those who haven't had an opportunity to speak, and of course hear further from those of you who still have more to be said. I've learned a lot, and I want to thank you again for coming. Could you translate what I said?
Money.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you, Tommy. That was very helpful.
9 to 12, 1 to 6.
Okay.
1 to 5. From 7 to 5.
Yeah, all of us good. That was 7. About we started about 7:30.
Well, 7:30.